Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. You little baseball hater, you. What do you got for us this morning?
All right, guys. We jump right into Aaron Rodgers, who was on the Pat McAfee show. And let's play this soundbite for you. If you really read between the lines, sounds like he is coming to Miami. That's what I took away from this. But
you didn't really take that from
the call. You listen and you decide for yourself.
I don't feel like I said anything that I hadn't said before. You know, I said it the first time I talked to the media. Just it was more a realization, I think, that my future is not necessarily in my control. And I think that was what just kind of hit me in the moment. I was thinking about, you know, Aaron Jones and Corey Linsley and other guys we have under contract, Big Dog, you know, guys who I don't know what their future is going to be, and myself included. Now, obviously, after the season that I had and, you know, potentially win an MVP and, you know, we obviously made it another good run, I don't think that there's any reason why I wouldn't be back. But, look, I think there's not many absolutes, as you guys know, in this business. So to make an absolute statement about something that is not an absolute, I didn't do it, you know, and I guess that's why I went kind of nuts.
He's obviously gone. Obviously.
You're just saying something stupid.
That's got something to do with
Big
Dog.
Oh, no, did you hear all the others?
He said Big Dog. He's talking about you, Joe.
Did you hear all the stuff yesterday?
Those are the kinds of things you say right before you leave.
He ain't going anywhere.
Those are the kind of things you say right before you want a 2-year, $100 million extension.
Yeah, that's more like it. And by the way, Mark Murphy, who runs the organization, former player, has said, what do you think we're idiots? We're going to have him back. Like, he's going to be here. We're going to take care of it. And
that
he knows.
That was not
it.
My takeaway from that.
All right. Go ahead. Stick with this.
Go to the next story. I mean, he's coming. He's not, I don't know if he's coming here for sure, but he's out of there.
Might as well say Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, that'd be nice too, right? Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. By the way, guys, this stat just popped across. I don't know if you guys knew this or not. Patrick Mahomes is 25-1 in his last 26 games, and he's having his second Super Bowl appearance before ever losing a game by more than one possession.
Who'd they lose to? What was the game they lost? I don't
they lost to the Raiders.
It, that's correct. The Raiders. Joe
that's
saw the
right.
stat. It was Oakland.
Wow.
Vegas.
At Las Vegas, right?
25-1 his last 26.
No, no, listen, they're ridiculous. By the way, that last game was a pretty good ass whooping. I mean, if you really step back, the Buffalo game.
Joey's 25-1 in his last 26. Are you kidding me? Oh my God.
So I would just say this, and this can be for later. His starting tackles are both out for this game.
You're right. It's a big thing. You're right.
How much will that change? Because he's going to have to run around a little bit blocking those two horses that Tampa Bay has on the outside.
Guys, we go to the NBA. This is a wild story. So Caris LeVert, remember he was on the Nets. He was part of that whole big trade with the James Harden deal. And he had to undergo a physical when he got to Indiana. Well, they found a mass on his kidney. And he underwent a possibly life-saving surgery to have it removed. It was completely removed.
Crazy.
But if he hadn't have been traded and had this physical, who knows what would have happened. So it's kind of a crazy story. And I think the moral of the story is, well, I got to go get screenings here, right? I mean, that's the
Yeah, you can't do that old school thing where I feel fine. I don't need to see a doctor. Hey, it's been 9 years, Dad. Maybe you ought to go. I'm fine. No, don't be doing that. You never know. Blood pressure. Let me see. Cholesterol. What else am I taking a pill for?
This guy was playing NBA basketball.
Right. Regular heartbeat?
Didn't even know.
Yeah, no, you got to get all that stuff checked.
All right, to college football we go here. This is a very bizarre story. You guys know who Gary Anderson is? Fired Utah coach, Utah State coach. He opened up 0-3 this season, and it was a loss average of over 28 points a game.
Jeez.
So he got canned, and he told the school that he does not want the balance of his contract. Told the school it wasn't his style. Don't bother paying him what he's owed. He had 3 years left on his contract, $900,000 a year. That's $2.7 million for those doing the math.
He said what?
He's walking away from the money.
Just I call it severance pay when they let you go like that. Like, no, I'll take my severance pay.
Well.
Split it up. Matter of fact, don't give me $900. Let's just spread it out a little bit. I'm not very good with my money.
Now, as we've seen in college football recently, we've had things like the Tom Herman situation where he's going to get – between, what, $13 and $15 million for a buyout. They said his staff will get another $10 million.
Jeez.
Will Muschamp is costing South Carolina $15.5 million after a $6 million buyout from Florida.
Wow.
Gus Malzahn left Auburn on the hook for $21.5
million. Oh. You know, they don't
said keep it.
So, you know, they don't make these decisions till they find their alumni and their board, which is full of wealthy people. Like, all right, you guys are pissed off and want them out. You know how this works. And they go, I know. I got half of it. Jim, you want to pick up the other half this time? We got to get rid of this guy. Yeah, I'm fine. All right, we got it. That's what happens. The school doesn't pay it.
I love this guy, though. So, and a couple other coaches, by the way. Kevin Sumlin, 7.3 from Arizona. Oh. Also, Arizona's Rich Rodriguez, $6.3 million.
Oh, my God.
That's unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
You know, if you're far enough along, it's like, of course, these coaches can't stop coaching. I don't know why I say this, but if you just like, all right, that's it for me, honey. Let's go find something to – go someplace to live and enjoy ourselves.
This isn't the first time he's done this. It says he was at Oregon State. He abruptly quit because he didn't think he said he believed his staff was not capable of succeeding. And he would have to start over completely with a new staff, and that was not an appealing option. He walked away from $12.6 million. And his quote was, how could I wake up every day and look at myself in the mirror knowing that I took money from the kids in that program?
You weren't taking money for those kids.
He believed the money could be used for things that would benefit the players.
You don't get this very often. I'm glad you did that story. This is not normal, what you're saying here.
I mean, I don't know if I like this guy or not.
You're going to hate him because he's giving that you're not taking any money? Like, the wife says, hey, aren't we getting anything? You go, no, I couldn't take any more. It's wrong.
That's a lot.
We're going to live in this one-bedroom apartment, but.
Wow.
That's a lot of money to leave on the table.
Keep the 2-7. Right. Keep the 2-7.
Maybe split the difference or something.
Right. I'll take half.
I'd like to have 2.7 severance. You can split that up however you want.
Well, I would hope, Joe, if they offered it to you, you would tell them no.
I'm going to bet no on that also.
Yeah. I think most of us listening right now would just take the money. Nobody's feeling sorry for these Power 5 conferences and the money coming in.
Speaking of taking the money, guys, we have our next circus fight scheduled here. Jake Paul, of course, one of the Paul brothers, is going to be fighting Ben Askren.
Oh, Ben, kick his ass.
You know who Ben Askren is? For those who don't know, he is the guy that was on the receiving end of the flying knee from Masvidal.
Yeah.
In the UFC, the guy that got knocked out in like 2 seconds.
Right.
He's that guy. So I guess getting knee in the face makes you famous.
Hey, just... Oh,
Who's buying this stuff, by the way?
You got to knock him out.
You have to.
You're not going to buy this, are you?
No. Both these brothers need to be knocked out.
Would you buy this? Would you watch it if it was free? That's the other, like.
Yeah, I would. Because I want to see the brothers knocked out.
Yeah, for that reason.
You're the wrong person to ask. You got nothing going on.
Jeez, Woody, that hurt.
No, I mean, I
what am I doing? I'm trying to be careful. Yeah. I'm not going to get the vaccine for like 9 months.
Bro, you're like 64 and a half. You're going to get the vaccine. Like I called Joe yesterday, and you know he's like sitting around. What, you were watching Alaska something?
Yeah, below zero.
Bushwhacker show? Yeah.
No, below zero. Not the crazy family. No. Yeah.
Something in Alaska. We got into talking about Alaska. You're a little lonely. It's okay.
I'm that guy. I turned out. I'm trying to be safe. I only exercise so much. Trying to stay active, but safe.
Don't get defensive. Hollywood's worse than you are.
Oh, no, man. No, I agree. Things are falling apart in my house.
Right.
No, yeah. It is the same routine for 9 straight months or 10 months that we've all gone through, and nobody wants to hear anybody complain, but, you know, that's what you got favorites. Oh, boy, that show's on right now. 3 in the afternoon. I guess I'll watch. I got nothing else going on.
Hollywood would be in better shape if there was more room in his house to move around. That's the difference also.
Yeah.
I think that would be nice, but, I mean, I just.
Woody, I got to tell you, my son lived in a condo in Dallas, and we went to visit him. And
you
I got stuck.
Right.
It felt like it was about 300 square feet. It was hard. Two little whips running around there. That's tough.
Mm-hmm. What are you in these days, about 5,000 square feet? Is that better?
That's the guest
house.
Would
I be happy in something like that?
So,
you think?
So I will tell you, yes, you would be, and it's on an acre and a pool and a nice yard with a lot of games set up in the back. It does help. Thank you though for asking, smart ass. What else you got?
My kid loves you. He talks to you on the phone every day.
By the way, great bass fishing right over my fence. Great,
that's
like
right.
One of the hottest areas in there. Like we've been pulling 5 and 6 pounds. I don't fish, but watching people pull out 5 and 6 pounders. That's part of my day, too. They
get
have the
bored. He'll
who needs a fishing channel? I got bass fishing in my backyard.
All right, guys.
Smart
I got
ass.
One more sad story here for you. The Robert Kraft sex spa videos will never see the light of day now. A judge has ordered the footage to be destroyed.
It will never all be destroyed.
This is just heartbreaking. Well, John,
somebody will always have the tape of the old guy getting a little pleasure.
Yeah, I think if TMZ gets a hold of this, it's probably a problem for them, though. Federal judge said it needs to be destroyed. Right. I think it needs to be destroyed.
I'll tell you one thing.
It is sad, though.
Robert Kraft paid a lot of money for his grandkids to not see Grandpa getting
care
of over a few seconds before going to a game.
What do you think he's doing these days to...
When you got that kind of money...
In-home service now?
Did you see how young his girlfriend was? Like...
Well, it doesn't matter. He still was going.
So the girlfriend stayed, didn't care.
She did?
I don't know,
but he's Robert Kraft. I know that you probably haven't noticed this down here in South Florida, but a lot of old guys Robert Kraft's age are with young, hot women. It doesn't matter why or what's behind it, they are. But in case you needed to know, it has to do with money and being taken care of.
But not a lot of those guys are going to the strip plaza on the corner to try to get, you know what.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to do that anymore.
No, but he did. That's how he got caught.
I think Robert Kraft.
He doesn't have to do it anymore.
No, I'm saying Robert Kraft's going to be, he can go
a
back
more
to.
More discreet. Yeah,
he's just going to start dating hot young women, and everybody in the family will like it. Hey, that's what your mother would have wanted me to do. Enjoy myself. All right, listen, we got 8 o'clock hour coming up. Coach Q is going to join us. Coach Quinville. Boy, he got to be feeling good because last night, down 2-0 after two shots, they come back and win that game in a shootout, and some of the new players that they have added are playing lights-out hockey right now. That's coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.